Random House Audio presents Monument Rock, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour.
Thank you, Dave. That'll be all. Would you like a slice of bread, Dad?
Sure. Thanks, Lorna.
It was supper time on the Blue Hill Ranch. The cook, old Dave Betts, retired to the kitchen. Poke Markham and his daughter Lona had already started eating when the foreman, Frank Mailer, came in.
Evening, Poke. Lona.
Lona was afraid of Frank Mailer, the man whom she was to marry. He was big, the biggest man she had ever seen. But it was not his size alone that frightened her. There was something cruel in his blue, slightly glassy eyes, and a harshness in his thin-lipped mouth.
Did you get that north herd moved before the rain set in?
Yeah.
Mailer helped himself to two huge slabs of beef, a mound of mashed potatoes, and liberal helpings of everything else. He was 5 inches over 6 feet and weighed 250 pounds. Whenever he stood near Lona, the sheer mass of him overwhelmed her, and the way he looked at her made her uneasy. Right now, he wasn't paying her any attention at all. Between bites, he looked up at Poke Markham.
I saw the Black Rider again.
Oh, on our range?
Mm-hmm. It's like they were saying in town he was riding the high country over on the far side of the valley.
Did you get close to him, see what he looks like?
Not a chance. Just caught a glimpse of him against the rocks, and he was gone, vanished, just like smoke.
Mailer threw Markham a sly, knowing glance.
You know what the Mexicans say, but he's the ghost of a murdered man.
That's foolishness. He's real enough. I just want to know who he is and what he thinks he's doing.
Did you ever see any tracks? I never did.